We've got a really weird comment on the third Son, episode 7.
I thought it's obviously got spam. Rid of that.
Yeah, there is a checkbox.
Oh, you just checked it, yeah.
Yeah, there is a checkbox at the bottom of the prompt that will prevent the pop-up from appearing each time you start your computer. For a human being, I think he means human, a short height can be one of the most negative factors. Create a new account in Windows without using any accented characters. Well, okay there. Wow.
Yeah, it's by Mortal Kombat Game.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm spam.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Evening, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to episode 13 of The Gamesman. The Gamesman are here to play roles, and I'm playing the role of your host. I'm Amherst89, also known as Gary Levor. And with me this week, I have Josh Yoda III and Harley Dan Natman. And we'll go with Josh. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. Been a nice week. The weather's trying to cooperate over here, so trying to finally stop snowing. We're supposed to get like another 12 inches tomorrow, but
The
weather people are so confused. Like, oh, we're not going to get that. So whatever. I pray to God we don't.
Yeah, we got a little bit of snow last night, but it was the 60s the last couple of days, and then it just decided to get cold last night. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, definitely sick of this wet winter. Bring on spring and summer.
Oh, yeah. And also, Dan, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Just, tired. I feel a bit weird with the old clock changing an hour. It's only an hour. I don't know why.
Yeah, we had that a couple weeks ago already, so we're used to it.
I just feel like I should be getting ready to go to bed soon, not starting a show.
Yeah, a little bit weird losing that hour of sleep this time. It's always nice in fall. But let's go into games we've been playing. I'll start off with you, Josh. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Infamous Second Son.
How far did you get into it?
I'm a couple hours into it. I got my first two powers, and now I'm looking on gaining another power pretty soon. So it's really good. The game's gorgeous. Definitely got the next-gen feel to it. So I'm really enjoying it. The story's really good. It's really hard. It's definitely not the easiest game.
I saw a glitch just today, and like I don't know if he killed this guy or whatever, but the guy was laying on the ground and he's just like his gun's going off at him and it's just like following him anywhere he goes. Yeah, I'm guessing you haven't seen any glitches like that.
I haven't seen any glitches like that. It's just I've taken a couple screenshots, I posted them to Facebook, and
I'll have to look at them.
One of them, you get neon, obviously you get smoke powers in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge spoiler because it's in all the trailers. Plus, you get neon powers. With the neon powers, like your ultimate, you basically like your guy like kind of goes up and just explodes with neon, and looks like he's shooting like lasers outside of his hands and just like wipes out an entire area.
And he goes, "I'm fabulous."
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh God.
I'm also playing a game. It's in early alpha access. It's called Dead Island Epidemic. I found I'm just allowed to talk about it finally. So it's crazy.
Because after last week when you were on Steam, I saw it pop up. And I was like, oh, that's the game.
Yeah. Been playing that with a couple of my other writers that I read on Real Gamer News with. And it is a blast. Obviously, it is alpha, so it is very glitchy.
Hmm.
And there are basically, it's just like your any other MOBA, except it's with zombies. So it does really focus on the team element of Dead Island. You have to stay together. If you wander off, you will die extremely fast. So there's normal enemies, then there's like the specialty ones, just like in the Dead Island universe. And then there's like checkpoints as you go along. You have to capture points just as you would in any other MOBA, aka League of Legends, Smite, stuff like that. Mm. And then there's huge final bosses in each area. And we're just playing on whatever difficulty it like throws you in online. The final bosses are pretty fucking hard. I think we died at least 3 or 4 times trying to beat just one boss. They're just enormous and they take a ton of damage. So.
Yeah, I need to actually play a MOBA so I understand it more. Like, I just actually found out what you do in a MOBA, like, in the last week, where there are, like, points you can take and bosses and stuff and everything. I didn't understand it as much as I thought I did.
And it kind of has some, like, Diablo-esque type stuff to it with leveling up, because you do level up your character every time. You do get stuff that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
You have to heal yourself, all that other type of stuff, all goes into the whole big picture of it. So it's really good. I like it because they're listening to the community on what needs to be fixed. So definitely has a long way to go, but I can't wait to see if there's like, you start with three main selectable characters. And I think there's like an additional 20 that you can buy.
Oh, geez.
With in-game currency.
No, it's going to be a free-to-play game.
I have no idea yet, so. Okay.
It just sounded like it had that free-to-play feel like League of Legends, where it's, yeah, you get a few characters and then you can buy other ones.
Yeah, these ones you can buy with in-game currency, so. And that's not real money, so it's just money that you earn from playing matches.
Yeah. I thought you did that in League of Legends too, don't you?
Yeah, you do, but it would take you forever.
The free-to-play model. I love it. I hate it.
Yeah. But that's all I've been playing because basically Infamous is crack. It's awesome. So I basically been playing mostly that and a little bit of Dead Island, so.
It's pretty awesome. Alright, so how about you, Dan? What have you been playing, beating?
Well, last week I said that I was starting Assassin's Creed, didn't I? 3.
Yeah, because you beat Brotherhood and Revelations last week.
Yeah, well, I've beaten that. Completed that. What can I say? It's more Assassin's Creed, really, isn't it? I still don't like... I'm getting used to the change in the combat system. I guess after playing 2 games back-to-back with the old style of combat...
Just the combat, it's free-running as well.
Well, yeah, that's not so bad. That's actually better in a lot of cases. You don't tend to jump off stuff quite so much by accident. Mm-hmm. Although I have been, because I keep pressing A, like I would do. In the old game, so every now and then I jump off stuff.
One of the big things they added to 3 was where you can run at a fence, and instead of like jumping on the fence, you can kind of do like a side jump over it. So it's faster, sort of, and that's kind of what they changed, so you can, you know, be more fluid.
Yeah, and I'm used to holding down the right trigger and pressing X to counter, and now, of course, it's the B button, so every now and then I have fights where it goes wrong because I forget that it's a different map now. And it would be nice if they, you know, had support for, like, legacy controllers. Legacy control mapping, so you could use, you know, what you're used to. But I'm getting there. Well, yeah, sort of. Story-wise, it takes so long to get into, doesn't it?
Take you, like, 3-4 hours?
Yeah, it was quite a while. Yeah, and then suddenly, I'm not playing this dude anymore. And then you obviously start playing Connor. And again, of course, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone that hasn't really played it. There can't be that many people out there now that have any interest in it that haven't played it.
A couple years old now.
Spoil it!
the scenes outside the Animus, they got really kind of weird. Well, actually, it's not outside the Animus. It's still inside the Animus. They're kind of weird. Didn't get on with them quite so much. Didn't bother doing all of them, if I'm honest. Not bad, you know. Bit of a waste of time. Yeah,
so
time waste.
Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah. Not 100%.
Huh?
Not 100%.
Spoiler alert! But guess what? If you haven't beaten it by now, you're not going to. Don't you love how Desmond dies in the end, though?
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
Yes, yeah, so I've been playing that. Burial at Sea, episode one, which I completed, and episode two, which I'm working on. About halfway through, I think. Maybe a bit less than that. And, yeah, really kind of cool. Nice playing as a different character.
I could definitely tell when episode two came out, because my Steam went, okay, Bioshock Infinite, you have a giant-ass update.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
I knew it was out, or I looked for it being out whenever I saw it was on sale again.
Yeah.
Anytime a game goes on sale, like Walking Dead or whatever, I'm like, oh, the new episode must be out.
And it's like, I don't get it. Like, so the season pass goes on sale, like, a little bit, like, right before it comes out. And people are like, no, I'm still going to pay full price for just one piece of DLC instead of buying the season pass for, like, what, $6 or whatever it is usually.
Yeah, I got the season pass for $5. I was like, yes. Yeah, I think that was right before or right after Burial at Sea came out. So I was like, well, that's the one I wanted to play anyway. So
I think someone actually gave me the season pass because they already had it and they got it free with a graphics card or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, here. And I was like, sweet. So can't be free.
No.
Yeah, other than that. Assassin's Creed 4. So much Uplay. It's just I hate the fact that in 3 I've got it on Steam, but you have to open up Uplay to do it, and when you do that, if Uplay's closed, it doesn't actually boot the game, it just boots Uplay and then you've got to click on it, but that's a minor issue, mainly to do with my own laziness.
Oh, you like sea shanties? Love sea shanties.
Yeah, sea shanties are great. I've also been using the companion app on my phone, and I've just installed it on my Nexus 7. It's really quite good. You can see a hell of a lot more of the map. You can do the trading missions and stuff whilst you're not at your PC, you know, if you're waiting for a bus or whatever. Or looking after a puppy, as I've been spending most of the time doing. Some of them take you a long time. I've just completed a couple of 10-hour ones.
I think the longest is 18.
I mean, if you've got a busy day or something, you can earn a bit extra money for the game. It's kind of a nice way of doing it. And you can access all the Animus logs and things like that. And I actually started reading them last night in bed.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to read them when I'm playing the game. and you can download all the shanties that you've discovered and listen to them on your device, which is kind of cool. Assassin's Creed 4, it looks fantastic. Not as good as I was expecting it to look. But then I suppose that'll get better with next generation, well, current generation versions that are coming out later this year. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens with the newest ones coming out.
Yeah. And they've just actually said that they're going to be, they'd be stupid not to release a new Assassin's Creed every year. So yeah, there's going to be more of them.
The next one better be in Feudal Japan. That's what I'm waiting for, so I can stop playing them, because all I want.
The next one's going to be
Unity's in France.
Yeah, yeah. Revolution in France. I'd like to see one based in Scotland around, you know, William Wallace and Braveheart kind of era. That could be quite cool.
Unity is going to be really good, I think, because it's going to be next-gen hardware, so it's going to be Xbox One, PS4, and PC, and then they're making a separate one.
Which is called Comet.
Yep, which is completely different, which is good. I think they need to start focusing on the next-gen stuff and focusing on, like, because when you get the nice next-gen ones, then the PC one also benefits from it. Because sometimes the PC doesn't benefit from a lot of the games if they're trying to still make it for PS3 and Xbox 360, because then they tone everything down. But with the next-gen hardware, they can crank everything back up. So on PC, in the long run, you basically get a better experience when they do next-gen development.
Going back to the Scotland Braveheart thing, they just need to get Michael Jackson. Oh, God, I just forgot his name. Now I said that. Who's in Braveheart? Mel Gibson.
No. They need to get someone that can actually do a damn Scottish accent.
No, they need to get Mel Gibson to just go, freedom!
I just like the idea of running around as a crazy Scotsman hacking English people to death.
They can't do that because he'd be like an assassin wearing a kilt, and then the camera would go up and you just see his ass and crotch all over the place.
I'm sure they'd be excited. So.
I think it would be kind of, because that could be like a really bloody gory one.
If it's actually thinking like about that, isn't it time we had a female assassin?
Well, they have the one, actually you can download it, or you can get it on PC now.
In the whole game.
Yeah, she had her whole game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was just the Beta version.
It was a Beta version. I mean, it was at least a 6-8 hour experience. So. It had a good story and stuff. It just, I thought it was, at times, it moved really slow. Because there were times where she had to basically, dress up as the lady, as formal or whatever. And your character moves so fucking slow. I'm talking when you were playing as, like in Assassin's Creed 2, when you were holding the boxes of art and walking around, it was slower than that.
Jeez, man.
And there were long sections of this shit.
Yeah, but there's, that one takes place in New Orleans.
Yep.
And I can't remember her name. Actually, I think, is she Frenchish?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but it's, she's a,
Aveline. Even.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking of picking up. I'll probably pick it up some someday to play through that one.
She's French African.
Yes. Yeah. So there is one now, a full Assassin's Creed kind of game with that, or like a 40-hour experience one, or console version, I guess you could say. Not sure if or when they're going to make that.
No. No idea. There's a user-defined tag. Oh, of course there is. There's user-defined tags for everything on Steam now, aren't there?
For what?
Oh, wow. If you click on the user tag of female protagonist, the first game that pops up is My Riding Stables.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I've been playing. So, Gary, what about you?
I'll be buying that game next. like I said last week, I had to play the game till I beat it, which I did cheat. You'll care about that game next. But Sleeping Dogs, I actually beat that game today, put 28 hours in it in basically a week. So, and I did all the races, every single, what's that called? Like to get your face meter up and stuff. Like all those little side missions.
Yeah.
Did all the main story stuff. I never did a cockfight, so I don't even know what the hell you do with that. But
there's
like,
an achievement for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not that worried about it, then.
It takes, like, seconds.
Oh, okay. I probably won't be going back anytime soon because I got to play other stuff, too. But I did mostly everything in the game. After I beat the game, I went back and went to a couple stores and bought out all the clothes in the store. And I found out that if you buy some clothes, they give you bonuses. I was like, God damn it. Like, because the one I bought, it was like, takes your police, like experience up or whatever while you're wearing. I was like, damn, because I got all the statues to get all the moves, and I used the last move so many times. Oh, at the end of the game, I got really violent, and I was like, you can run people into stuff. There was one section where there was like 10 things to run in, and there's like 11 guys. So, I ran every single guy into like a saw, electrical box. I think that was drywall or something they had against the wall. I don't know. Burned them on ovens and shit. it was horrible at the end. But I got like the police level all the way up to 10. I got your face all the way up to 10, and I didn't get the triads all the way up to 10. I got it up to 8 and like 9/10, and I was so pissed off because you can't get it up anymore after that. So I enjoyed it. I thought the story was pretty cool. The end was like, what the hell? But yeah, Sleeping Dogs, pretty awesome. Teflon can be happy because I actually played through the whole thing and put in it like 28 hours. So I put in at least his amount that he said I had to get. But other than that, the game that I kind of cheated on playing only through Sleeping Dogs was Baratie's Episode 2. And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Dan doesn't know because he didn't freaking beat it yet, like it wanted him to.
Yeah, I've only just started playing it because I was going to play it yesterday and complete it yesterday, but I ended up having to look after the dog, so yes. I couldn't.
The ending is pretty crazy, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I want Dan to finish it, and we'll probably do a spoiler show because it was awesome. Other than Barrel C, I played and put up a TGM tag along today, of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. And it looks beautiful. I mean, it looked beautiful back in the day, but now it's like even better because it's all HDified. And I played the first half an hour of it. Got off, what's it called? Like Outlook Offset, whatever island you start on. And I walked away, or I was like editing the video and everything. I had to go get gas in the car, came back. The Wii U was turned off because like turns off after an hour. Forgot to save, so I didn't have a save file. And then I went back and redid the whole thing really, really quickly, and I got exactly where I left off. I walked away, did a bunch of stuff, and the Wii U turned off again. But I actually saved, so it's okay. But I mean, I know I'm going to enjoy the game because it's Legend of Zelda, and I love Legend of Zelda.
Do indeed.
And the last thing I played right before the show pretty much was Castle Evolution starring Mickey Mouse. And I played that back in the day, like way back in the day. And I really enjoyed it because I was like, I don't know, 6, 7 or whenever I played it. And now it has like a narrator, kind of talking while you're going and jumping around doing whatever.
Yeah. Narrating.
Yeah. But and then Mickey blah 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 blah. And it's really, really good. It looks gorgeous. Like the background scenery and all this stuff just looks amazing. And I picked it up for $250. It was on sale with a couple other games I got. What I get, Nights in the Dreams, which I played on the Saturn for like 5 minutes, so maybe I'll try playing that again. And I got another game, Castlevania Lords of Shadow Mirror of Fate HD, which I thought that was weird they brought to the PC, because that was that only a 3DS game, or was that on the Vita as well?
I haven't the foggiest.
Because if it was on the Vita, I kind of understand why they brought it to HD, because they do all that shit all the time. But I'm excited to play that, because, I wanted to get it on 3DS, I just never got it. Now that I can play it on PC, I'm like, fuck yeah. So I'm going to do that. But that's really all I've been playing and buying. Yesterday, the wife waited in the car for 3 hours. I told her to sleep, but she didn't sleep. Like, she played on her Kindle, like, walked to the gas station or whatever, got some food, and just waited in the car for 3 hours while I worked. And then we went out after that, and we went all around picking up stuff for the chinchillas and all this stuff. And then we went out to eat, which was, like, $60, because I decided to go to, like, a steakhouse. Because we don't go out very often since she got sick and all this crap. So I went there, and then we went out later that night and went to the bar. And, like, we were only going to go for a couple hours. We played pool. She's actually, like, first time she's ever really played pool. She's actually not bad at it. I lost on the first one because...
You were being a gentleman, right?
Yes. She broke the damn... flipped the coin, and she was the one that had the break. So she broke the balls everywhere and whatnot. And the 8-ball was right next to the damn pocket the whole game. And one of my balls was right next to the 8-ball. And it was almost impossible to hit it without hitting the 8-ball. So I knocked the 8-ball, and she won anyway. But we kept playing because I'm not spending 75 cents and not playing around. So we did that, and then I won the second one with an amazing shot. There were like 2 balls lined up in the middle, and then I had the cue ball in the middle, shot it, both balls went into opposite pockets. I was like, fuck yeah! I was like freaking out. It was awesome. Oh, it was such a good shot. And then I got the 8 ball and I was like, yes! But, yeah, so I redeemed myself. But I can't wait to get a pool table one day. But yeah, I spent $80 at two bars yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, there's so much drinking. But for some reason, we weren't getting drunk.
Might have something to do with that massive amount of chocolate you had to eat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put up a picture on Twitter. She's like, she had to get dessert at the place. And she's like, oh, I want to, how about, oh, God, I can't remember what it was called. Oh, I think it was called like Chocolate Stampede or something like that. And the woman looks at her. She's like, what? She's like, she looks at me. She's like, I hope you're hungry. I was like, what the fuck did it, like she just order? But it was like two giant pieces of cake. And it was like probably a half inch of like cake. And then it had like another inch of mousse on top of it. And a scoop of ice cream for like a piece of cake, a scoop of ice cream for two people. So, and I was already full from eating. I was like, you bastard. So, yeah. Oh, God. That was so much fun. Oh, it was good. I didn't want it, though. But I think that's all for the playing and the buying and the whatever we do with our lives. We're going to take a little break, come back, and talk about quite a bit of news. So we'll be back in a little bit. Guys, we are back, and it's time for the news, and we actually have a bunch of news to talk about this week, and I'm going to let Dan take the first one, because Microsoft has been a naughty, naughty company.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit old, but it's worth talking about. Microsoft had been caught up in a privacy row after it admitted it read the Hotmail inbox of a blogger whilst they were trying to figure out where a software leak came from. They acknowledge that they read the blogger's emails in order to identify an employee in respect of leaking information. Actually, I think what he ended up doing with the someone ended up doing with the code was making a fake key app so that people could activate certain Microsoft products, which of course has been, well, it's probably been hunted down and removed from just about everywhere now, because you know what Microsoft are like. But you never know, you might still be able to get it somewhere. And of course, Microsoft own Hotmail, as we all know. Actually, it's now called Outlook, isn't it? And it's still crap. And apparently, their search was technically legal. Which, fine, technically. But, you know, there's certain amounts of things you expect, especially when they advertise how, you know, no, they're not going to sell any of you will pass on any of your emails and things like that, and then here they are just reading them anyway.
You sign a huge contract when you work for a company that big.
Yeah you do.
You basically sign a giant non-disclosure agreement saying you can't sell or talk about anything inside of work usually.
Yeah, I don't believe actually the blogger wasn't actually an employee. Okay. But an ex-Microsoft employee was given some stolen lines of code for, at the time, Windows 8. And he posted screenshots of the unreleased Windows operating system to his blog. So yeah, a little bit kind of, hang on, what are you doing? But they've gone on to say that they're never going to do it ever again.
And we're now sorry, whenever we'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed behind their back.
Whenever there's something like this, they're going to go straight to law enforcement agencies rather than just have a nosy at the emails, which is probably, you know, the right thing for them to have done in the first place, but never mind. Yeah, especially when it often criticizes Google for its automatic scanning of users' emails to serve them with advertising. You know, there's a difference between a bit of code doing that and popping up targeted ads than actually someone reading it through to you know, have a nosy at it. I know I'd be pissed off if anyone read my emails.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it. Naughty Microsoft hand in the cookie jar type information story.
Get that hand thing. Slap and
yeah,
do whatever they want.
Indeed.
All right, so Josh, you got the next one.
It's video gamers are done with Oculus Rift now that Facebook owns it.
Yeah, they do.
And it's basically, there's been a pretty big uproar now that Oculus VR got bought out by Facebook for $2
billion. $2
billion. It's not all.
That's billion with a B, isn't it?
It was only, I think it was $400 million in cash, which that'd be pretty fucking nice to walk in, you know, be like, here's $400 million cash. And oh, then yeah. The rest was in bonds and yeah. Stock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, most of the gamers are pretty upset. They're canceling their pre-orders. They're all fucking pissed because they all think it's going to be garbage. And, you know, it's been on Reddit. It's been on Twitter. It's been everywhere, really. People think there's going to be huge integration with Facebook. I personally don't think so because the engineering departments over at Facebook have some of the best engineering ones. Plus, all the employees are still working on Oculus. So I still think Oculus is still going to be a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have
they're not going to change anything. Like everyone's
they're not going to change anything. They just have more resource power, which is really the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a problem right now. Like a lot of people think they're going to all of a sudden see Facebook VR. I don't think that's what it's intended to be used for. Obviously, someone will hack that anyway, so.
Yeah.
I think Dan said something about, what did you say about Facebook? They were, like, selling your information or something off.
Oh, yeah, that's how they make all their money.
And I said, they're gonna do something with, now they're going to get retinal scans of everybody using it.
Although, a retinal scan for logging into stuff would be kind of handy because I never forget to take my eyes with me anywhere.
Oh.
Well, if you lose an eye, having to sort it out could be quite tricky because you'll probably need the original eye to log in to then change it to your other eye.
That would suck.
for the retinal scanner for Dan, it'd be like, oh, Dan is on. Time to go to Cosplay Carrie.
Might as well mention that just because you brought it up. Apparently it's our 2-year anniversary or whatever of Cosplay Carrie.
Yeah, on Chatterbait.
Thank you, Dan, for that piece of news. God.
I must say, we're going to have to put a link to this Huffington Post article. So I love that gif at the bottom or near the bottom. Actually, it's more like near the top because the comments, there are so many of them.
People, yeah, putting in their thoughts. And then I love whenever people put in, like, pictures and shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, other GIFs and whatnot. God. Any other thoughts, Dan? What do you think about Facebook taking over?
Well, as long as it stays ad-free and, you know, working as intended in the first place, then, yeah, I don't see it's going to be too much of a problem. I mean, there are rumors around that Microsoft might be developing something and they're just a pain in the ass company as Facebook really when it comes down to it. I mean, it's, you know, Notch tweeted that, you know, he's canceling the deal with Oculus because Facebook creeps him out. I don't know what other, you know, game companies were thinking about doing it and have decided not to as a ploy, but if you did pre-order one and you want to cancel it, there are lots of people saying, make sure when you cancel your order, you share it with Facebook. I think what's got a lot of people is they're kind of pissed that they spent money on Kickstarter to help them out, and now the creators have got a 10-figure sum.
Oh well. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
If it ends up coming out better and cheaper as a result of the deal, or, you know, quicker, then I don't have a huge problem with it. I still won't be able to afford it anyway.
Here's what a lot of people do not understand the concept of. They might not have sold out. Zuckerberg sees stuff. He's like one of the richest people in the world. If he wants it, it's his. He can basically put whatever price tag he wants. Someone could put like a ridiculous number and he'd pay it. So, I mean, if you're rich, pretty much you can buy whatever the hell you want.
Now, my collectors I could get with $2 billion.
10?
Yeah, you could probably buy a new house too.
Nice house too. houses. I don't even want it. We found out that we had to pay cash, which the house we wanted to, because it was foreclosure, and it was only like $20,000. So we could have got a couple of those. I wish I had $20,000 cash. That'd be nice. But I think that's it for that bit of news. Next one is that Double Helix now is going to be behind Killer Instinct because of the whole... Double Helix getting bought up by getting acquired by Amazon, and I guess that they're going to be behind, you know, their Amazon's new thing. But yeah, Iron Galaxy, the people who made Dive Kick, now are behind the kind of updating that's going to go into it, and the CEO Dave Lang behind the company says to get to now take Killer Instinct over and start with the great base and expand it and put new stuff on top of it. Everyone in the company is super pumped. And Lang reportedly told Polygon, we can't wait to show people what we're going to do, going to be doing down the road. So I don't have an Xbox One, so I don't have Killer Instinct. But I know a lot of people like Dive Kick, so there's going to be a mode in Killer Instinct now where you only use your feet. that'd be an interesting way to play it. But I don't know what other people may think about that. It can't be bad. I mean, I don't know if Iron Galaxy has made any big games, or they're just kind of like the indie company out there making the small stuff. I don't know. You guys know what Iron Galaxy has made?
No.
No, I haven't a clue. Apart from Dive Kick, which I really want to get my hands on because it's pretty fun.
Okay, so they've made Miss Explosion Man, Scribblenauts Remix.
Oh yeah, Explosion Man.
Tron Evolution. Oh okay. Dark Void, which I think that was a shitty game, wasn't it?
It was a good game to wipe your ass with.
That was a shitty game. Darkstalkers Resurrection. All games I haven't played, but I heard... Well, I know Explosion Man is good, but they made Miss Explosion Man, so... No,
yeah, Miss Explosion Man was pretty much... It was a bit more than just a reskin, but it was all right.
It was a game with a vagina.
Hey, they're doing Borderlands 2 for the PlayStation Vita.
It's already out.
It is? I just went to GameStop yesterday and saw they had, like, you could pre-order or whatever the Vita version of Borderlands 2.
They had a whole bundle when I was at Best Buy last time that came with it already. Unless they broke Street Date.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, but they, like, it was just, you know, coming soon kind of thing. Okay. I don't know. And then the article closed off saying, going forward, Iron Galaxy intends to keep the game running and continue shepherding it with regular updates, starting with a large patch next month that'll include new characters, Fulgore, whoever the hell that is, as well as new modes and multiplayer features. So the modes is definitely going to be Dive Kick related. And the last part wasn't in there. Yeah, I guess we'll see. I guess anybody that actually has an Xbox One, I think he has it. I'll ask Teflon. See what happens with it, since it's free to play anyway. But yeah, that's it for that. Next is going to be Josh.
New Predator DLC is hinted for Call of Duty Ghosts.
And I just watched this video.
There's a video on Instagram right now under the Call of Duty thing. And it basically shows one of the guys running around in the ruins and basically a Predator creature is cloaked and kind of sitting there hissing at him.
It makes the Predator noises and stuff.
Makes the Predator noises, which they'll probably be adding because they add the Michael Myers thing in the last piece of DLC, so.
Okay.
It'll be probably part of the next piece of DLC, Carl. Devastation.
No, I must say that Ruins map looked pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool. The game's shit, though, I'll say that.
Yeah, I would like to see what happens with the whole Predator thing. That's going to be weird. I know nothing about Ghosts, so I don't know how that fits into their game. But you just said something about Michael Myers, too, so.
Yeah.
Alright, Dan, I believe you have the next one. Yep.
Okay, well, the next bit of news is actually something to do with the Oculus Rift again. Michael Abrash, or however you pronounce it, has left Valve to join Oculus VR as chief scientist for science. Yay. Obviously, he spent time on a load of projects at places like ID, Microsoft, Valve, and he's been speaking and blogging about his research into AR and virtual reality experiences. And he's basically, because of the acquisition with Facebook, he figures that it's viable, rendering virtual reality development is a viable career path. So yeah, good things, I guess, for those that haven't decided to get rid of their pre-order. And he says the resources and long-term commitment that Facebook brings gives Oculus the runway it needs to solve the hard problems of VR, and some of them are hard indeed. He also goes on to say, I now fully expect to spend the rest of my career pushing VR as far ahead as I can. So yeah, cool. He also says it's been... Sorry?
He said, yeah, he's a big VR guy.
Yeah. He also says it'll be great. It's great to be working with John Carmack again after all these years. And it feels like when he went to id, but on steroids. Saying we're working on technology that will not just change computer gaming, but potentially how all of us interact with computers, information, and each other every day. So, yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah. But, yeah, good news for Oculus there. That I'm sure a lot of people would prefer to read than the Facebook thing.
Oculus fucking coming soon.
Hopefully. I can't wait. Possibly, depending on what it actually will cost. Hopefully it is like $300 because I don't want to pay more. But other than that, we got our last piece of news, which I just saw. It says Alien Isolation hatches October 7th. So October 7th is whenever the new Alien game is going to come out. And I actually got more excited for the game because it's not like Aliens Colonial Marines. It's more like a survival horror game where I guess you're running away more than actually like fighting the aliens. So it'll feel more like an Aliens kind of thing because aliens are hard as hell to kill normally.
That's yeah. Not a complete pile of shit either.
Yeah, true. I haven't played through the whole thing, so I'm not gonna judge too much on Colonial Marines.
Imagine
it's not great.
Imagine playing something like Isolation with Oculus Rift.
Oh, I want to play a game like Amnesia or Outlast or something like that using it, because I'm sure. Other than if the wife can't see what's on the screen. Or what I'm doing. I'm just going to be sitting in my chair, go, blah, like, freaking out. Oh, man. And I'll have a headset on so I can't hear her, like,
creeping
say, what
up
the hell's
behind
wrong
you,
with you?
Putting her hand on your shoulder.
Oh, that reminds me of back in the day, they don't have it anymore. Went to Disney World, and they had a Aliens kind of thing. And like there's an alien in the like a tube or whatever, and then it breaks out during this. It's kind of like a little show, and the alien breaks out, and they have like the alien the seats had like they blow air at you or whatever, and like they shoot water at you or whatever. But like the hairs on my neck stood up whenever like this little, because it was like the alien was breathing on you, and I was only like 12 at the time. I was like freaking out. Oh, but yeah, that, if Courtney like just like blew on my neck or something, I'd probably like stand up and run into the door or something.
With it still attached to your face.
Yeah, so like I
so the leads will just pull you over.
Well, door's right next to me, so but like I'd hit a wall or something like that, and I'd hit the Oculus first, and I'd go to work next day and there'd just be like this big like the size of the Oculus Rift bruise around my eyes and everything. What happened to you? I don't want to talk about it. Oh god, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I think I kind of want to look more into this game as it starts to get closer to release. See what it's all going to be about. I don't even know if there's a trailer yet for it. I haven't looked too much into it. I just kind of saw something about it. So I am pretty excited for the game. Anybody else? I don't know if either of you guys are really a scary game kind of crew.
I have to be in the right mood, and I very rarely am in the right mood for it.
The mood is very dark.
Play it, scare the fuck out of myself probably, so yeah.
Did you beat Outlast or?
No, fuck that game. It's fucking boring. It literally is the most boring shit in the world.
I've only played a couple hours of it, but it didn't get me as intense as I was for Amnesia, because Amnesia was pretty freaky. But I think that's it for our news, and we'll take another little break. We'll come back for the quest of the week. Maybe, hopefully, by the time we come back, we'll have a TGM check or something. But we'll be back in a little bit. We are back and quest of the week. Last week we asked for PC console show questions, and you can still put those in because I couldn't get everybody together because the Boss Wave guys actually record really early, and I'm still at work whenever they're recording. We tried for 5 o'clock, but Dan, you were dog sitting, and I couldn't get a hold of Scott, so. But we do have a backup for Scott, which is Garwin, if we need it. So the date for that is this Thursday coming up at 5 o'clock. So hopefully we can do that and get it over with, because it's just been so long waiting. But our quest of the week this week is going to be, since we've been talking about Oculus Rift so much. What are your thoughts on Facebook buying Oculus Rift? Do you have any problems with it, or, you know, you fine? You know, give us some thoughts on what you think that Facebook may do or not do to the Oculus Rift. And other than that, we'll move on to the cleanup. Let me check real fast. All right, there's nothing. Okay, so we got no TGM checks because I completely forgot to put the tweet up a couple hours before the show. I put it up kind of about, like right before we recorded, and it looks like nobody saw it. So none of those this week, but we'll move on to shout-outs. So we'll start with you, Josh. What are your shout-outs?
I'm shouting out the Wisconsin Badgers. Their basketball team is going to the Final Four. They actually just beat out Arizona, so they're going to be playing in Texas this upcoming week.
Are you a basketball fan then?
Oh, yeah, college basketball. It's really big. And I want to shout out all the fans of Real Gamer News for giving us 65,000 page view, 65,000 new viewers on our site. So thank you very much, everyone.
Damn. That all came from the show last week whenever you shouted him out.
Yep.
I wish. That would be insane. Oh, God, that many viewers, I would die. All right. No other shout outs for you then, Josh?
Nope.
All right, Dan, how about you?
Yeah, don't really have a huge amount this week. Any, actually, come to think about it.
Dan's going to shout out Ubisoft and Uplay.
Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything.
Shout out the world. Just to the world.
No, not going to shout anyone out. I'm grumpy this week.
Got too many bite marks from your dog.
Yeah.
All right, well, shout out. I'll shout out Mr. Filthy because on the Virtual Pizza podcast, he took the clip from the show, like 2 minutes of my horrible voice talking or, you know, shouting him out and the whole Vatican Assassin book kind of recommendation I gave. And I'll say it again, goddamn Skyrim character. and also Mr. Saint Killjoy, because he's been working so much with that damn manga maker and crap. I guess he did a book on it. He gave me a link. I'll put it in the show so people can see it. It's 99 cents on Amazon. And he has like an English version, a Spanish version and crap. He's insane. But he talks to me almost like every day about some his crazy random writing stuff and whatever that he's doing. But I think, well, Steve, actually I put up a tweet. Nobody was on TeamSpeak last night after I got home from the bar and everything. And, Steve finally got on. He was getting on around 9:30 and Carrie, Namchurik got on. Yeah, Dan, you missed that one. And he's actually playing, they were both playing, Diablo 3.
Right.
That was interesting. Apparently I'm going to have to get it and possibly DLC or, the expansion. And I think Teflon got on as well. And then TeamSpeak shit out. I guess Scott took down the server or whatever last night. It still isn't 100%. It worked for a couple hours today and then it went off again around like 6 whenever you went to get on Dan at 5:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll shout out TeamSpeak too because that is like the place where we always are. And you know, if you want to chat to us, just hit any of us up and, you know, we'll give you details to get in and, you know, chat, play games, all the normal stuff for us.
That's about it, really, isn't it? Chatting and playing games.
Yeah.
When it comes to Twitch, anyway. Oh, and you sending loads of links about funny stuff or cute stuff. Yeah. Enough of that.
Yeah. There's a lot of linking going on. Other than that, web for the week to come. We're going to go a little different. Dan, you can start off. Where are you going to be?
as ever, Heldly Dan, pretty much everywhere. Mainly Uplay at the moment, and obviously Twitter, always Twitter. Yeah, also you can get me on, you know, Raptor, Skype, not Skype, Steam. And I can't think of anywhere else I'm likely to be on this week. So yeah, just go for Twitter if you need to get a hold of me about anything or you want to play a game or something. Don't forget my wish lists there on Steam if any of you feel inclined to, you know, I don't know, get me some random game like Farm Simulator or Goat Simulator. Really want to play that.
Did you put that on your wish list already?
I think so, yeah.
If it goes $5, maybe I'll get it for you. I'm kind of like a five or below kind of person. all right, Josh, how about you?
Yoda Third everywhere. Twitter. I'm going to be making Instagram this week, so I'll start doing that shit.
Oh, yeah, I've got Instagram, Hardly Dan. There's quite a few screenshots and things that I've been playing around with on there. Check that out.
You can probably check out my stream this week. I'm going to be doing a lot of streaming, hopefully, of Galactic Civilizations 3. So.
Sweet.
just in it's an early alpha right now, so I will be doing some content for that. And check out my Dead Island Epidemic write-up later on this week.
Fantastic.
All right.
How about you, Gary?
Well, I am going to be on Steam, as always. Probably have Skype up every once in a while. Those are Amherst_89. Twitter's Amherst89. I have a lot of shit to play on the Wii U. And since I'm done with Sleeping Dogs, I'm probably going to be putting up a bunch of TGM tag-alongs of Wii U stuff just because it's already hooked up to my Elgato right now. Wii U or Nintendo Network is Amherst1289. And I think that's really it. I might as well mention this, so if people have added me and need to add me again, PSN is Amherst0289. And I can't believe that Amherst89 and Amherst1289 were both taken. It sucks so bad. But that's really it. Well, I may be on the Xbox because the wife kind of wants to bring the Xbox in here to play Minecraft if I don't buy it for her on the PC. And I'm not wanting to spend $25 right now. but that's PC Amherst 89.
A hell of a lot better.
Yeah. And it has the full end game and all that crazy shit that, and, you know, whatever people have made for it as well. But Amherst 89 there as well. Other than that, that's it for me. So, Dan, pay the bills.
Well, as ever, we are available on Facebook. Just put The Gamesman RPG or whatever it is you're listening to. I can't remember. I'm too tired. Into Facebook. Give us a like. We haven't had any this week, so nothing to read out there. Yay. Of course, we want more voicemails. We haven't had any for actually bloody ages. So give us the call on the RPG hotline. The number is 412-267-RPG1. If that's no good or you can't speak or whatever, email us at thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. You can do all that stuff you normally would do with MP3s or emails or whatever you want to do. Don't forget our Twitter account, as I'm sure most of you know, is at TheGamesmanRPG. No new followers there. And we have a YouTube channel, and there's stuff going up on it. So there's a new TGM tag along that went up today. Go and check that out at youtube.com/TheGamesmanRPG. Don't forget to use the hashtags for our TGM check and TGM quests on Twitter. Let us know what you're playing. Answer our quest of the week, stuff like that. We have a Twitch stream. Yeah, that's at twitch.tv/thegamesmanrpg, I think. I might be wrong about that. And don't forget iTunes reviews. We haven't had one of those for ages. So if you could go over onto there, hit that like, that'd be great. Now, apparently, if you're having problems with it on your phone or iPod, it works fine on the PC and on the website, but for some reason, it's not working great on iPhones or Stitcher for some reason. So we're trying to figure out what's wrong. Please bear with us. Just try the links from the website or I don't know, use something like Dogcatcher. That works brilliantly.
Or Podbay. Podbay or works Podbay, perfectly for me.
Yeah, I think that's about it. So, Gary, let's get out of here.
Yeah, that'd be nice. So that has been it for episode 13 of The Gamesman. On behalf of Hardly Dan and Yoda the Third, I am Amherst. We are The Gamesman. Until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
If that was Dan again, or it was actually Josh.
Yeah, it was Josh.
Satan's taking us out. We're playing Dante's Inferno again. I actually never beat that game.
Yeah, you just wanted to see the black penis in there. That was probably your...
Yeah, that's what I heard. There's a giant penis. Heard Satan has a giant penis. I was like, black okay. Cock. I can't even remember who told me that. actually, I think I may have heard on like an old episode of The Gamesman. I can't remember.
Sorry, I was just getting so distracted by crazy Italian man blowing up a condom with Coca-Cola.
Isn't that fucking hilarious? You gotta watch that, Gary. It's in Italian, but you don't even need the subtitles. It's just off the wall.
Not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.
The Gamesman, now with 96.5 more wub wub.